USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm Isaiah is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving at least six people dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. Two people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. Three were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Negotiations continuing towards a new coronavirus relief package, and here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is part of the Democratic negotiating team. He says he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are standing firm on what he calls a big, bold response.
A skinny bill that just touches on one or two of the many problems. A bill that says if we have 1 million starving kids who aren't getting fed, we should compromise and feed half of them. That doesn't work.
The Senate's top Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell, says his caucus, although fragmented, is not likely to support a bloated package.
The death toll's over 100 now after a massive explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. Lebanese officials blaming the blast that injured around 4,000 on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at that site for years. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, this complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing. Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.